Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
I'm Tony Tucker of Berkshire Style. Movies, movies, movies. Our focus this week is on the movies, and there is where the energy lies this summer. Our feature, Drive-In Culture, looks at the Berkshire International Film Festival. It had to postpone its annual indoor festivities and pivots to an outdoor venue. BIFF and Shakespeare & Company are teaming up to present a summer-long pop-up Berkshire Drive-In on Shakespeare & Company's Lenox campus. We here at Berkshire Style hope you're staying safe and happy. We have some suggestions for virtual and live events. Do check out our happening this week for dates, times, and links. We like the following. Drive Back In, retro movie going. The drive-in theater is back in style with several new locations popping up across the Berkshires. The Mahiwi Theater will be parking on the campus of Simon's Rock, starting this week with showings of 42, The Story of Jackie Robinson and Racial Integration in Major League Baseball, and Raiders of the Lost Ark at Simon's Rock Daniel Arts Center in Great Barrington. Trey Lamb, a new stage. Mass Mocha is now open and restarts their exceptional and innovative performances with Trey Lamb. Lamb's cinematic songs layer ethereal vocals over Nina Simone-inspired piano, meditative guitar, and lush chamber arrangements that reveal her training in classical music. She debuts her multi-instrumental album, Good News. For this socially distanced event, Lamb will perform in a reimagined concert courtyard at Mass Mocha, cleverly designed to take advantage of an industrial roll-top garage door and the adjacent gallery overlooking the brick-lined courtyard to reveal a new stage dramatically floating 12 feet above the audience at Mass Mocha in North Adams. With time comes appreciation. Margot Martindale in conversation. Recipient of an Emmy Award, as well as Critics' Choice Television Award for her portrayal as Mags Bennett on the acclaimed show Justified, Margot will reflect on a life in Hollywood and what really matters in a live Zoom interview. Martindale has shown her enormous range from the toughest nails KGB handler in The Americans to the wickedly funny and slightly wicked role-voicing character actress Margot Martindale in Will Arnett's riotous comedy, BoJack Horseman. Her late career boom is unique to Hollywood, and the interview will certainly reflect the range and depths of the woman herself. Harry Clark back on stage. Barrington Stage Company has been approved to proceed with live performances with special measures in place to ensure safety. Acclaimed playwright and solo artist David Cale is bringing the stage lights back on with Harry Clark, a wickedly funny and sexually charged one-man thriller starring Mark H. Dold as the titular character. The play tells the story of a shy Midwestern man who leads an outrageous double life as the cocky Londoner Harry Clark, whose increasingly risky and dangerous behavior threatens to undo more than his persona. Several performances are already sold out, so be sure to purchase your tickets soon at the Boyd Quinson Main Stage in Pittsfield. Check out our website for additional contact information on happening this week on the homepage of Berkshire Style. Other features are also accessed from the homepage. Please support our advertisers. Just click on the ads themselves that link directly to their websites. Our favorite thing, more movies. Alfresco Entertainment. The Mahiwi has also moved outdoors and will show movies in the Daniel Arts Center parking lot at Bard College at Simon's Rock. Berkshire Theater Group presents Sunset Cinema Outside Weekend series of family films in the Taconic High School parking lot in Pittsfield. Everything old is new again. Out on a limb, lo, the mighty have fallen. All around the world, statues to historical figures are being toppled as the scales of justice shift to weigh their actions in the light of white supremacy. Catherine Boughton takes a look at this moment in time, its history, and the questions facing us in future statue removal. Berkshire Kitchen, lemon balm jelly. Of all the herbs in Jane's garden, one of the prettiest is lemon balm. It's related to mint and is easy to grow. The botanical name highlights its attractiveness to insects as it contains the word melissa, the Greek word for bee. Jane has this unique recipe. Country Homes, Gildale Farm. This elegant country domain is on a quiet, picturesque county road in Clinton Corners, New York. The colonial house, circa 1860, sits on 35 acres, set amid established perennial gardens and on a rise. The spaces in the main house are elegant with high ceilings and gracious interior. Other buildings include a vintage storage barn, a new barn with fitness center, a gunite pool and pool house. There's also a jacuzzi, a tennis court, and for the golfer, a two-tiered golf green with three tee boxes of differing distance. Inner elegance. Nobody knows. Living with uncertainty. Uncertainty is both fascinating and profoundly uncomfortable. In actuality, our lives have always been and will continue to be uncertain. We have no way of ever knowing what the future holds, either personally or globally. So how to live with constant uncertainty without feeling as if you're losing your mind? Carolyn has some suggestions. Behind the page. I was born into white privilege. I was conditioned to be a racist. I grew up in a completely white upper-class society, privileged in Bedford, New York. My family, there were five of us children, lived in the cottage on my paternal grandmother's estate. My parents had many prejudices. Black was one of them. I look at my lifetime journey and examination of my own sense of white privilege. Our newly designed site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone, waiting for your visit. We're very proud of our 2020 look. We're an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. All of us at Berkshire Style wish you a safe and happy week. The Berkshires are the place to be this time of year. Enjoy the summer weather. Get in your car and go to the movies.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.